Me?
Yeah.
Because everybody wants to run. Everybody wants to run. That's good. I'll be right behind him. See how far they can run. See how far they can run. It's a chauvinistic stupid attitude that Clint's got. Because you're going to do because as you work at the arsenal and you got a fucking Mercedes Benz and you don't get to walk every day until you got to get strut that ass, strut that ass, strut that, strut that ass, strut that ass. Ooh. If you got that arsenal and you gotta strut that ass, strut that ass. Ooh, ooh, you gotta walk it, my friend. And you get 10, 15 miles on the highway, you won't be strutting that ass. You won't be strutting that ass. You'll be half dead. You'll be so fucking tired, you won't hardly hold that ass up. Hardly hold that ass up. You are about 15, 20 miles, my friend. You won't strut that ass, strut that ass, strut that, strut that ass, strut that ass. Ooh. If you got that arsenal and you gotta strut that ass, strut that ass, ooh, strut that ass, 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 ooh. If you got that arsenal and you gotta strut that ass, strut that ass, ooh.
And we are here at the Start Game Podcast.
You fuckhead! Warning, this podcast features spoilers from the games Call of Duty Black Ops, World of Warcraft Cataclysm, and Sawtooth Flesh and Blood. Stop listening if you don't want to be spoiled.
Do not condone Brent.
Oh my god.
Oh
god. Oh.
Welcome to Rent, Buy, or Die.
You fuckhead.
That was Ren singing before.
I quit!
What?
God damn it.
And, yeah, so... Now, I can't even think right now. Oh, God.
Hi, Mom. Hi, Dad. Why do you hate
me? I'm editing that. It's just Joe going like, and welcome to the Start Game Podcast. Intro music here.
I knew you would fucking record it.
Oh, I'm climbing in windows. I'm snatching valuables up. Anyway.
Hide your kids. Hide your wife.
Hide your kids. Hide your fucking face. Anyway.
All right, so...
Sponsorship lost.
So, yeah, I don't know how we can do the rest of the show after, you know, topping that, but...
I don't know how we're going to top that. That's just impossible.
This is Rent, Buy, or Die, where we tell you about... games that are just now out or, you know, been out for about a month and tell you if it's worth renting, buying, or if it's just, you know, die in a holy pit of fire of, you know, death.
And generally, our shows take about 4 years to make.
Possibly. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, with me this week is Matt, also known as Matt Gibbs.
Also known as M7Z. What's up?
Yeah, that guy.
Yeah.
And also the lovely artist is... that you heard singing is Ren Camo.
I'm about to get this
dude. You gotta get out and strut that ass.
I'm about to get this fucking dude a sponsorship for fucking Disney. But anyway.
With that kind of attitude, you won't.
And, yeah. And I am your host, Ari Cardex, or Joe, whatever you want to call me. Or, yeah, I can't even think after hearing Ren sing. So, yeah, the games we have up to Ren... review today is well, I'm going to be personally reviewing WoW's or World of Warcraft's Cataclysm, the best I can, kinda. And we're all going to be talking a little bit about Call of Duty Black Ops because, yeah, along with Start Game Podcast, we took a little bit of time off of this. So, yeah.
Yeah.
What are you guys going to be reviewing, if anything else?
Brian, what are you going to be reviewing?
Fuck you really badly. I'm going to be reviewing Sawtooth Flesh and Blood.
All right. Awesome. What about you, Matt?
Probably Black Ops, so single player.
Okay. So let's just hop right into Black Ops then.
All right.
So overall, let's just get this out of the way. Do you guys think this is a rent, buy, or die?
Buy.
Die. No, buy.
Yeah, I'd have to say bye too. Well, only due to the fact, you know, the single player was, I thought, really good. The story was, yeah.
The story I liked, I just thought it was really predictable around the end. Because I knew it was going to happen. I knew exact twist right as soon as it happened. But that ending sucked.
Your Reznor.
Yes. as we all know, spoilers are always going to be here in SG or Rent, Buy, or Die.
SGP, RFB.
Shut up.
Maybe we should just have an intro that says, by the way, spoilers are in this podcast for Call of Duty Black Ops.
Exactly.
I'm probably going to put an intro that says something like, by the way, if you don't like spoilers, don't fucking listen.
If you don't like spoilers, fuck off.
And die. Anyway.
Die.
So let's just talk a little bit about the single player first before we head into multiplayer. And well, we don't really want to talk about zombies because we all know what it is. So yeah, let's head into talk about the single player here a little bit. So pretty much I'll give you the synopsis of it. You are a U.S. soldier, I guess you could say, or a Black Ops agent being interrogated and I guess you could say tortured. You are what the hell is his name? Alex Mason? I can't even
Alex remember. Mason. And yes. Do you want me to take it from here?
Yes, go ahead.
And throughout these events, the interrogator will start asking you questions, and you'll regain your memory slowly, and you'll begin to remember how missions you were doing, and you'll replay the missions as, and then after you finish, you talk to the interrogator.
Yes, and then one of the missions has you going through Cuba and many other kind of Russian and
you're going through you're going through icy mountaintops, you're going through the jungle, you're going through modern 1960s.
Can I just say the basic synopsis I got from the game was, hi, I'm Jigsaw, and I just put you on meth.
Pretty much.
I feel like I'm in the...
Jason! Press X to Jason!
I'm pretty sure that it felt like I was on the music set of a fucking Lil Wayne music video. Like, the entire game. The trip outs, the whole coloring, it's just...
Yeah,
single player was fairly fun, though. Come on, you can't remember that Dragon's Breath was awesome.
Yeah.
The Dragon's Breath was actually, I thought, one of the better weapons, well, attachments to the weapons.
I had a choice between Dragon's Breath and crossbow, though. I'd go with the crossbow.
I actually didn't like the crossbow as much as I thought I would. I'll be honest.
I did like that sneaky mission where you had to use the crossbow. That mission was awesome.
The one where it's the part where after you guide your troops?
Inside the one where you go inside the thing, you gotta guard the troops, and afterwards... Like, as you have to stop, you'll have to play as Alex or something, or like as Hudson, I think.
Oh, yeah. That mission
is awesome.
I actually liked the kind of gameplay variants that they had, but all in all, like, the game at times felt too hectic, I would say.
I didn't like it more where it was kind of like, I didn't like it as much when it kind of, like, forced you to do something. Like, it forced you just to follow this guy and shoot a few guys down. Because that just kind of felt linear.
Yeah. There were a lot of hold this point and guide this vehicle parts, too. There were a lot of those.
There's also some points in the game where it's like, well, you're supposed to do a certain thing, but they don't really give you a hint. As like that mission where you're in Vietnam or whatever, and you're supposed to blow up the barrels. You didn't know
that.
You didn't know you're supposed to blow up the barrels. You're supposed to like push them and pretty much destroy everything. But they never really give you that hint.
Well, no, they gave you the hint, but it's like it only popped up once. Other than that, you just hear, what's his name, just say, go blow up the barrels. Come on, get to the barrels. Barrel, barrel, barrel.
Barrel roll.
Barrel so much.
Barrel roll.
But, I mean, I played it my first time through on Veteran, and to me, it seemed really easy until I got to the barrel part. Other than that, everything was really easy.
I did my first playthrough on just normal.
Because you're a wuss.
No, because I wanted to get the review out, and I didn't want to risk being stuck like I did on Call of Duty 4 for like nearly 2 years.
I beat Call of Duty 4's like campaign in like 40 minutes.
No, I mean on Veteran.
Oh, okay. No.
At that moment on one shot, one kill. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
I remember
how I wanted to beat Call of Duty 4 on Veterans. So I was kind of like, I'll just pop this in. Maybe I'll beat the for level. I just went through the entire game in one night, just getting all the veteran achievements. And yes, that includes the airplane.
I never could do that one.
I did it. I did it all in one night, so.
Giggity. So, yeah, and...
Awkward silence is awkward.
I can't think of what else to talk about. The single player.
I thought it was fun. I just didn't like a lot of the plot twists in it because they seemed like you'd recognize them from a mile away.
All I'll say is that if you've seen Fight Club or got the pretty much the basis of Fight Club.
Don't finish that sentence because everyone's going to know what you mean.
No, they won't.
People who've seen Fight Club know the plot twist.
Okay, it don't matter because it's the same plot. As
by the way, you're the enemy.
Yeah, you're pretty much the enemy the entire game.
Pretty much, yeah.
But I actually got to admit, like, for a minute there, the game did have me thinking Reznov was alive the entire game.
We already spoiled it, so we might as well say you're Victor Reznov.
Yeah, you are Reznov.
I said that earlier.
Except for the prison level. You aren't Reznov then.
Yeah, that's the only time Reznov is alive. But
one part that did kind of confuse me is, you know, you already know, and it's like that one part where you kill the guy and you're going up the shore and like Reznov's like, you did it. You did what I couldn't do. It's like, what the fuck?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I didn't even get it from there, but like what part actually had me thinking Reznov was actually alive is when you're going through the Vietnam hole and he drops through the hole in like the ground, I guess, and he falls down and, you know, I accidentally shot him.
Oops.
So, yeah, he was like, do not, or he said something about like, it's okay, it's only a flesh wound, and then he walked away or whatever. But then after playing through a second time or whatever, when it all clicks into Mason's head, it pretty much shows, what's his name?
Well, the one thing I fought first, I know this probably like killed it for everyone else. It's like, if you didn't shoot, like if you saw the trailer like I did and you didn't shoot because you knew it was Reznov, then you walk over and the guy's like, what the fuck is wrong with you? It's kind of like everyone just clicks and goes, hey!
No, well, yeah, because Treyarch, I'm pretty sure, wanted them to think, hey, you're going to get scared and shoot.
I already saw the trailer, though, so I knew not to shoot.
Well, I seen it live at E3, so, yeah. But they actually...
I was kind of pissed off, though, because if you guys ever saw, like, movies where you were kind of crawling around through tunnels, if you shoot a shot like that in that narrow of a space, your ears are going to be, like, fucking vibrating like crazy.
Gone. Your ears are going to be gone. You don't have hearing anymore. It's just gone.
All you're going to hear is... Which would not be that, which might be that hard to implement.
Yeah. So, yeah, does that wrap up on single player?
Yeah, that's what I wanted to talk about. Thanks for covering it for me.
So, yeah, let's head on over to multiplayer.
Oh, God.
And now the bad parts all come out.
I actually like the multiplayer.
Frame drops. Hitboxes, hit mark.
Okay, no. If a multiplayer has its issues, sure. But come on. Yeah, it is as bad as Modern Warfare 2. It is as bad as Modern Warfare 2.
Yes, but post-migration, frame drops, hitboxes, lag.
Did you mention lag?
I don't think I mentioned lag. Lag.
Yeah, the lag is a bit of a problem right now. Treyarch has said that they are going to be fixing it.
Because Treyarch knows they're fixing it. Like as soon as we're talking, they're fixing it.
We hope.
It's been a full month.
Come on, it's like one of the biggest games of the year. Do you really think that they aren't going to fix it?
Yes.
Actually, no. I don't think they'd fix it because Bobby Kotick already has a swimming pool full of money with Cataclysm out and Modern Warfare.
Yeah, that's funny.
What?
I sent him a link to the Beatles song with, like, Bicotic's head being voicing to the song. Money is all I want. That's what I want. That's what I want.
Oh, God. Okay, and,
overall, I liked, because I did like how they added combat training, which I thought was really fun.
I only did combat training to get the achievement. That's all.
I played a lot just because I like to see the kill streaks. I like to test out guns before I buy them. So that way, rather than buying a gun and hating it and wasting that $2,000, I could buy a gun in combat training and chest out and see if it's good.
True.
And it was the first time I ever used the gunship, so...
And probably the only time.
Fuck you.
Ever.
Well, I mean, a lot of the maps...
No, I have Tactical Kirkin, which I actually never seen anyone use in all the Black Ops.
The tactical insertion is actually pretty useless, I think, this time around. Because, I mean, it's really easy for the enemy to see it.
It's a fucking...
Even if they see it, almost everyone has hacker.
No, to me, I thought the tactical insertion looked like a garage door opener with a light.
Oh, yeah.
But that's just me.
It makes sense.
So, if I'm remembering right, Call of Duty Black Ops has 10 or 13 maps. Somewhere in that range. They have about 10 to 13 maps.
And they already announced that there's going to be more, possibly a monthly subscription.
No.
No.
They've actually said there will never be a monthly subscription for any Call of Duty.
Well, who's to say that at least it's just for Black Ops.
Who's to say that Brian wouldn't lie?
Yeah. But
how do we know that that fucking Bobby Kotick won't just come out and just go, oh, by the way.
We only make Guitar Hero for the money. We don't care about songs.
Exactly.
It's kind of like how they got sued for using Slash Guitar Hero.
Yep.
Yeah, and Axl Rose actually, the one day he took off of cocaine, you know, somehow played the game. I was like, what? And no one understands that joke. God damn it, I am old.
Yeah, you are.
For those of you who don't know, Axl Rose likes cocaine.
A lot.
And he actually has not been doing cocaine for about, like, over, oh, what, 3 years now? So maybe he picked up Guitar Hero 3 within that time and found out Slash was in it.
I'd be pretty mad.
Yes, but why wait until now?
Don't know. Maybe you just, like, wanted to get all the finalized details just so you can sue them for copyright and character definition. I don't know.
Probably. But, yeah. So, anyway, back over to Call of Duty.
Oh, God.
So, the level cap is up to 50 right now, and there's now 15 prestige levels. Blah, blah, blah. There's not as many weapons, I don't think, in Black Ops, is there? As Modern Warfare 2?
I thought there were more.
Yeah, there's more.
Huh. But, I mean, I do like the tweaks they made to some of the existing weapons that they brought back. Like the FAMAS, now it's a fully automatic instead of a burst shot.
But the FAMAS sucks, though.
Except for the fact that every single fucking person uses it.
Hey, hey,
it's like
hey.
The new UM45.
I use Galil.
Oh, Matt, high five.
The Galil without any scopes are actually really good.
Yeah, well, the Galil with silencer is like a lot less accurate or recoil, too.
Yeah, I noticed that.
That's why I use Warlord on it.
What else do you put on there? Flamethrower?
No, I put on a red dot and a suppressor.
I put on a grenade launcher and another grenade launcher, so I launched two grenades at once.
No, I put on a grenade launcher and a flamethrower, because I'm pro.
So you're the most pro person to play the game.
MLG, yo.
That would be hilarious. I have two grenade launchers on there.
I have two grenade launchers and sleight of hand.
Launch them both at once. Neither of them hit.
And one MRD Pro. I hacked it into the game. Dunk, dunk. Dunk, 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 dunk. It's kind of like the Freddy W video where you like, had like a million grenade launcher shots.
Has there been any online mods that you guys have seen?
No, not yet.
Oh.
Usually that stuff comes out about like 4 months after.
Mm.
That's like when everyone takes a while to get used to the engine and all that kind of stuff, and to actually put mods in there.
And then everyone comes out and they start hacking the crap out of it.
Only for PC.
Yeah, I know.
What was I going to say? Oh, what did you guys think of the new killstreaks and the tweaks they made to getting killstreaks?
I like it a lot.
I love it.
I actually like the fact that you don't rack up killstreaks by using killstreaks. I really like that.
Yeah, it makes it a lot harder for quote unquote pros to actually play the game.
Kids.
I actually generally just usually have the basics now, because anytime I want to try and get something like the mortar team or something, I find it really hard since I haven't played Modern Warfare 2 for at least 2 months now. No, not 2 months, like 4 or 6 months.
I haven't played Modern Warfare 2 since I stopped playing that game. If you want to consider it a game, I consider it a torture device that should be using Guantanamo Bay. But
that game is horrible on multiplayer.
Yeah. We all know that.
Well, at least Black Ops, you know, it's not, you know, always one-shot kill, even in normal team deathmatch. That's what I like. It actually gives you time to react, turn around, and hopefully, you know, kill the guy that's shooting you.
It probably won't work, but you might as well try.
Yeah, I mean, at least they give you a chance to run away.
Yep.
And also, I noticed that in Modern Warfare 2, whenever you'd run around the corner, you could still die.
Yeah.
In Black Ops, they actually shortened the hitbox distance away from you. So, I mean, it still can happen, but it doesn't happen.
You can still shoot the fucking ground and kill somebody.
Yes, yes, you can.
I can imagine someone just shooting randomly into the air and you get to kill.
Actually, that's happened in quite a few videos I've seen already.
Yeah.
I've seen
people throwing random tomahawks. It hits the guy in like his.
No, I've seen a double tomahawk kill. Here's what happened. The dude threw it, it bounced off a wall, hit one dude, then it bounced off that dude's leg and killed another dude.
That's awesome.
It's alright, I got a triple betrayal with a care package grenade.
Awesome.
Oh, God.
No, seriously, I was throwing it, and I was playing hardcore in Team Deathmatch, right? I actually got my care package, which I was actually really psyched about. I took out the grenade, I threw it, and it bounced off one of my teammates' head. Killed him, then it bounced and hit my other teammate's foot. Killed him somehow. And then I was like, okay, if I get another kill, I'm going to get booted. So here comes the care package. Care package comes. It gets blown out of the sky, right?
What?
So I'm like, okay, well, there goes my care package. The box kills another teammate.
God damn it.
I get kicked. I actually went back in, or no, one of my teammates that got killed by the care package wanted to know what happened, and he messaged me and he'd shown me the video, so I actually have it somewhere in my file share, I think.
Wow.
But he actually showed me the video, and he's like, wow, you just have the worst luck ever.
I would agree with that.
Yeah, I mean,
I'm surprised I didn't get a million messages calling you an asshole.
Me too.
No, but I've seen like kills where it's just like little like flashbang like remnants, like little.
I still think the best kill is with the tomahawk that throws over the map, hits the RCXD, 5 kills.
Wow.
Really?
Yeah. So a goat. Oh, you didn't see it?
No, I didn't.
It's a search and destroy hardcore match or a search and destroy, made demolition, one of those. This guy runs up, just throws a random tomahawk. It hits an RCXD as soon as the guy's using it. And as soon as it hits, it blows up and kills 5 people.
Wow. Holy
shit.
I would literally just, like, quit the game.
I think you would either quit the game or you'd have to get jaw surgery for how long your mouth had been open.
Speaking of which, we are all pretty much referencing back to the theater option that they now have in the game, which I think is amazing.
Yeah, it's good.
It really,
host migration doesn't ruin the film.
Yeah, it does sometimes, but
I can't imagine there being a film of Modern Warfare and the guy just puts in the host migration.
No, people actually quit out for that reason because like some people get like amazing kills. Like I've seen my friend get a cross map tomahawk kill, and then the dude that got killed was a host, so he just quit out so he couldn't get the clip.
No, the clip still does show up. It just takes longer to show up.
It doesn't? I heard like it doesn't even load at all.
No, it does. They fixed that.
Did they? Good.
Yeah.
I've been using theater mode that much up until I was playing Quakescope with my friend for no reason in Customs. And I jumped off a platform and no-scoped him across the map.
Oh, damn.
Yeah.
Nice.
So, what's your favorite map in Black Ops?
Nuketown! No.
I like Red. I really like Red.
Grid. I like,
I like Grid and Jungle.
I like Launch.
Or Grid and, Grid and Jungle, yeah.
I like Launch.
I actually like all the maps, to be honest.
Launch. I like Launch.
My favorite map is Launch and, Villa.
Really?
But I'd have to agree with Ren. I do like all the maps in the game, but Launch and Villa are my favorite.
Awesome.
I like Grid the most right now, though. Crouch is also pretty good. That's actually where I got my best kill. You know what it was?
What?
I run down. I'm getting shot at. I shoot that guy, and I kill him. I run up the stairs. Like, you know, there's that sniper spot where if you go upstairs, like a little slab of concrete that you can use like a sniper spot. I jump off, stab a guy in the back. Then I have, like, 3 shots in both my Makarovs. I squeeze down the triggers as fast as I can. Headshot. Triple kill.
Wow.
On search and destroy.
No, that doesn't count then.
No, not hardcore.
Oh. I hate search and destroy.
I like to play it when I really need money, but that's about it.
It requires more skill in Modern Warfare 2 and COD 4, but not as much in Black Ops.
Yeah. Well, Black Ops, all you need is Thalmas and the Grenade Launcher.
Yeah,
exactly. So, so I think that does it for Call of Duty.
I think it does it for Blops.
Blops. Yes. All together, I think we said it was a buy overall.
A buy, but stay the fuck off multiplayer if you don't want to get mad.
I say buy it, but if you aren't a Call of Duty fan, just rental will do you.
Yeah.
Yes. So now we go on to the independent kind of reviews that we have. Ren, do you want to start or do you want me to?
I was doing Saw 2, right?
Yeah.
Okay, I'll start.
This is some hipster ass shit right here, but anyway.
But overall, I got Saw 2 the day it came out, and I beat it in about 2 days. Pretty bad game.
Told you.
Overall, it did have some cool things. Like, they did add a lot of new puzzles that you can do, kind of like in Silent Hill 2, where you can do puzzles and they aren't necessary, which is cool.
Whoa, but
overall, like you know how, like, in Silent Hill games, you could have, like, small puzzles you could do that would get you, like, a new weapon or, like, some ammo or, like, some health drinks?
Yeah.
If they have that sort of a deal, which is kind of cool, it's just the puzzles have way too much of a challenge on them sometimes.
It kind of makes it better for the reward, doesn't it?
It does, but it's almost impossible, and sometimes even the puzzles even don't make sense. And the padlocks, like in the first game, are way too easy. Because if you don't want to do it, all you have to do is flick one number and just stay in that position, keep hitting the A button, like switching the numbers up, and it'll only take you 5 minutes to get the password.
5 minutes, that's all.
That's all. You just keep hitting the A button and you'll eventually get it.
Huh. Weird.
All you need is two numbers and you just keep guessing.
So, what was the big twist of this Saw game like? Because I know you played as, I forget who you played as.
There was a twist. There are two twists. But here's the one I'm guessing they're going to use for the next game, which I know is coming out. I'm calling it. Basically, if you, at the start of the game, you play as a guy named Campbell, right?
Yeah.
And, throughout the game, you, start playing as Campbell, and you start learning when he's there, and it appears that he has a son. So, in this, you go into this room, and, apparently there's a guy above you. Which I think we can all guess is Michael. And, basically what happens is you can either stay there and die and let the other guy live, or you can go into the elevator and then he'll die. And the twist is, if Michael lives, that's how it's supposed to end. Basically what happens is Michael runs over and he sees these two pathways. He could either leave and use all this evidence against a drug cartel that was in that area, and he can use that to destroy him. Or he can become the next Pighead.
Interesting.
And the choice is left unknown, which I thought was kind of cool. So that was kind of a cool ending. If not, then Campbell goes up and it's like, you pass your test. Your son's through that door and he's like, I can't live with you here. Raw! Snipe comes out, stabs him in the chest, and he dies instantly.
That's...
That's ridiculous. Oh,
okay. So, pretty much there will be another Saw game.
God, if they make it like the fucking film series, I'm going to be so mad.
They will. Shit, though. Because of the fact that in the first game... What it'd be is, like, basically, you would have, like, a bat or your hands or whatever, right?
Yeah.
And then you would have to punch the guys by, like, you'd have to punch them to death, or you'd have to, like, use dodging techniques if they have a strong weapon. Which I did think was kind of okay until the fact that when you had to use dodging.
Yeah.
That's all they had to change. I thought it would have been a good system. This time around, every single fight is a button-mashing fest.
Awesome.
So, when you're hitting a guy, you would just have to hit him once, and then it hits out, and it takes out, like, an event, where either you're defending yourself by hitting the X button and then going back, and then hitting him twice, and then done, or you just have to hit the button once and kill him instantly, depending on your weapon. Which is stupid, because this is how it is for every single fight. There are other events where sometimes you'll have to use puzzles, like there are these guys who have, like, these masks on, which have spikes going through them. And rather than you having to, And then there are guys with, like, nails in their hands, which will try and beat you to death with them.
That's horrible.
That's actually very horrible.
But basically, for these guys, all you have to do is just avoid them. That's it. Like, for the first guy, you knock him into an elevator shaft. The second guy, you beat him to death. And the third guy, he gets crushed.
That's... What?
There are, like, multiple guys like this. I don't know why.
That's ridiculous.
The puzzles overall, some of them are either too easy or too difficult. Like, yeah. The first puzzle I had, I'm trying to remember who it was. And basically what it is, it's this light puzzle. What you have to do is you have to hit the lights at a specific order so that way they all shut off. Or else this guy has a 357 Magnum in his mouth that'll blow his face up. I'm sorry, I accidentally hit my mic. And then there's another one where you have to save this girl before she drowns. And basically for her, you have these tubings. What you have to do is you have to make this water go through the tubes so that way the water will drain, right?
Yeah.
The way it works, though, is rather than just, like, putting in, like, pieces, like, in, like, a Bioshock or something, you have to stop them. Like, in other words, you have to reset them so that way they're in a specific position. And that way they'll stop, and that way they'll all align. It's really confusing. Worst one, though, is when you have to save this girl in an elevator shaft, and it's the, you have to match up these numbers. You want to know how
she's
I won?
She's a nurse, and then she gets ripped in half.
Yeah, she's nervous that if you fail, she gets torn in two pieces.
That's hot.
Fantastic.
Frank West.
That's hot.
I love Frank West. Here's what happens. You basically have to match up the numbers so that way the light goes out, and that way one of the engines turn off and she can get out, right?
Mm-hmm.
I just randomly hit the A button and won.
Huh. Oh, okay.
A. Oh, Carla is now safe.
It sounds retardedly easy now.
It's either too easy or just too difficult.
Because, I mean, when I played it at E3, it was still challenging. But, I mean, then again, I didn't think of just randomly mashing on A.
It was horrible. That lockpicking is so bad.
As bad as Fallout 3?
No, in Fallout 3, it's like you have to like use like the lock. You have to use like the bobby pin and the wrench. For this one, basically it puts you in a first-person perspective, and you have all these locks that are going around in a circle, and you have to go through the holes, and then when you get to the main key hole, you'll get out of the puzzle. Then there are ones where you have to move the lock as as your camera is going in one direction. It's really stupid. And that one's worse because of the fact that there's a delay. So in other words, well, as soon as you get through the first one, you won't have enough time to turn it, and you'll have to redo it.
Hmm.
I've never been stuck on those puzzles for like 10 minutes.
God damn, this guy is fucking Jimmy Legs.
So, yeah, what is your final judgment on Saw 2?
Overall, the puzzles are just too over-demanding sometimes. The characters basically have no background except for a few hints here and there. And the story is ridiculous and the combat's shit. Overall, even then, there is some things that Saw fans might like.
There's Saw fans? What?
And overall...
They exist?
It wasn't a really, really, really terrible game. So overall, I'm going to give it a chance. I'm going to give it a rating of try it.
So rent.
Just rent it once, beat it, and you might like it. If you can find it for like $5 or $10, then maybe buy it.
Wait like 2 months and it will be.
Yeah.
Actually, Saw is already $5 on Amazon, I think.
For real?
All right then, so wait till tomorrow and it'll be really cheap. Frickin' Amazon, man. They undercut everything.
If you really want to get the full Saw storyline, then you can probably rent it and just get the basic idea.
Exactly. All right. So, that leaves me, right?
Yep.
All right. I am going to be somehow reviewing World of Warcraft Cataclysm. So, this is the latest expansion. Just came out, 5 days ago tonight. or a week ago tonight. And
before you start, I just have to ask you a question.
What?
How do you still have a job if you're playing WoW?
Easy. It's called.
I just juggling. I got to level 67 and got bored as fuck. So.
I just hit 85 the other night, actually. Or, no, last night.
You have a guild?
Yesterday. Too? Yes.
What's your guild?
We Got This, Yo.
What? Is that the actual name?
Yes.
That's fucking hilarious.
Yeah, I know. So, yeah, Cataclysm pretty much starts out like every other expansion. Shit. You have no clue what?
Just keep going. Just keep, I always... Oh.
It pretty much gives you no clue of what you're supposed to do until you start to walk around. Then you notice that, you know, there's a new quest. Then it pretty much tells you where the quest starts. And then it takes you, leads you towards a boat that's supposed to be going towards the Maelstrom, which is the, for those of you who don't know, is the big swirly thing in the middle of Azeroth. And that's pretty much been a threat to all of Azeroth since the very beginning of Warcraft 2.
Oh, yeah. I remember
playing. And, yeah. And so before the expansion actually came out, this dragon of the clan Dragonflight, Deathwing, erupted out of the Barrens and out of Deepholm, pretty much tore Azeroth a new one. I guess you could say the easiest way.
A new Anus.
Yes. And he pretty much took a lot of stuff with him. So pretty much all of Azeroth has changed. Orgrimmar now has a completely new homeworld, or a new hometown. Part of the Night Elf starting area, which I know no one cares about if you're over the age of 18.
Holy shit!
What?
I just beat Quap. Holy okay. shit! Print screen.
What's that?
Quap, no. The game?
Oh.
I just
anyway.
Oh my god.
So, pretty much, yeah. You start out at your level 80 like I did. And you go onto a boat and that takes you towards the Maelstrom. But then you get bombarded by a octopus that takes you into Vashir. Thus starts the biggest water level in gaming. Worse than the Water Temple of Zelda. And you have the chance to actually level in this area or Mount Hyjal. But you cannot get to Mount Hyjal until at least you're done with the main part of Vashir.
And every single person who doesn't play World of Warcraft just went, what is he talking about?
Yes. Vashir is the area next to the Maelstrom. Yeah. Long story short, you play the world's longest water level and then you can get out of the water level. And then you continue questing and questing and questing and questing.
Hey, you forgot questing.
Yes. And some of the new dungeons they have in the game are actually very, very hard, at least starting out. In this expansion, Blizzard actually has said that they wanted people to start working as a team, not just running through everything, running and running constantly as fast as they could through everything. Actually slow down and learn the fights and everything. And that's what a lot of people didn't know about, and a lot of people would die a lot on the starting dungeons. As soon as people understood that, yeah, we need to actually work together, people started getting shit done. So, yes, that's kind of the gist of that. Yes, so a lot of the other zones they have are Uldum, which is just west of Teneris, and that is one of the last zones to level in. And also the Twilight Highlands, just west of the Eastern Plaguelands.
So yeah. There are a lot of Edward Cullens in there?
No.
Ellis Wands?
I'm going to get to the horrible Twilight references in a minute.
Oh, God.
Trust me, they are in here.
Oh, no.
Yes. But see, it's funny, because Blizzard hates Twilight. They show their hate for Twilight in this expansion.
And all the 13-year-old girls just screamed no.
Yeah. Pretty much. So there are also a lot of gaming references in Cataclysm. In Mount Hyjal, there's actually a quest where you play a 3D multi-level rendition of Joust.
Oh, God.
Yes, and it is hard as hell. You actually have to mash on one and guide with your mouse where you want to go. And every time you press one, you actually flap. I gotta say, it's actually really fun, but no, I would never do that again. Other than that, there's also a Mario sequence also again. And there's a very, very long quest chain in Oldham that is a complete Indiana Jones movie. I'm not going to spoil it, but yes, it is pretty much an Indiana Jones movie. Wow. So now on to the horrible Twilight references and the new new races. On the Horde side, they now have the Goblins, and with them, they pretty much come off as the cocky gnome kind of class, and which they are just hilarious to listen and have around because they always say something stupid or funny. And on the Alliance, they have the seemingly cool but very, very stupid Worgen, which, if you listen to a lot of the people after you become the Worgen, you start to hear the citizens of the area you're in say, "Boy, it sure be better if we all had our clothes off, huh? Lived out in the woods and in a cabin."
What?
And for those of you who don't know, Twilight has the werewolves that are a bunch of guys that just are out in the middle of the woods with no shirts on.
Wow.
Yeah, so there's a lot of Twilight references that just bash on it. In the end, it's actually quite funny.
I'm glad.
So, in the end, Cataclysm is pretty worth the money. It adds a lot of fresh content. But right now, if you only have Wrath of the Lich King, you're still able to explore most of the Cataclysm content, but you cannot go to the new zones. You can't interact with any of the new races, as far as I know. And you cannot, of course, level to 85. So.
Wait, what?
The new level cap is 85, and you cannot level to that if you do not have Cataclysm.
Okay.
So, yeah, that is...
I thought it was going to be 90.
No. To cover up for the other five levels, they added a new thing apparently called Path of the Titans.
Uh-huh.
I have not found out how to do this yet.
Don't tell me it's like prestige mode.
No, God, no. Okay. Path of the Titans pretty much makes your character a superhuman.
Okay.
Yeah, like I said, I have no clue how it works officially yet because I'm not there. So once I know, I'll find out.
All
right. So it might be like prestige mode.
Oh, God.
It might be, but I would never go through 85 levels again because these five levels were horrible.
Well, the game is horrible.
No, I gotta admit, WoW used to be pretty bad. It ended up going really bad.
I liked WoW when I was like a level 5. Then after I got past like level 10, I was kind of bored.
Yeah, I will admit they completely redid every quest zone. Like, even from the beginning, everyone has their own quest chain now. Everything is different. Like, they've literally changed every scope of the game, leveling up.
Well, whenever I cancel my WoW account, all I know is my entire room like just like fucking exploded and confetti and shit.
Well, I'm proud to say I play WoW, kind of.
No, I'm sorry, Joe. I can't let you say that.
You can't, like I said, I play it, but I don't play it.
You can't be proud to have a parasitic relationship with Blizzard. I'm sorry. It just doesn't work.
I'm sorry, I don't accept them as being with Activision, but yes, I like Blizzard. They are a good company.
They're still merged with Activision, I'm sorry.
Shh. I don't know that.
Shush!
No, they didn't rush out Cataclysm to meet with Activision standards of we need more money every year.
No, definitely not. No.
But, yeah, so although you cannot rent a PC game, I would highly recommend this as a buy if you have a 80 character or few 80 characters and want more content. So yes, I give this a buy.
All right.
So yeah, I think that does it for all of us here.
Yep.
For Matt.
Hi.
Or Kips.
Hi.
And for Rin Camo.
Who? Who's strutting that ass? Strutting that ass. Strutting that ass.
We're in camo.
Ass right now.
And
I hate you all.
And for me, Ari Cardex, this is all of us here at Start Game Podcast saying goodbye.
Peace. Red still. Strut that ass. Strut that ass.